The lawyer for Wisconsin Family Action told the court they should strike down the registry because he says it creates a legal status for same-sex couples that is substantially similar to marriage. Austin Nimix argued that because the registry provides benefits to couples based on the fact they are the same gender, it's a clear violation of the constitutional amendment.
Marriage and domestic partnership stand alone. As to any other form of legal status or relationship in Wisconsin law that requires sex specificity, whether you want to look at a landlord-tenant relationship or a parent-child relationship, look at any other legal status. That is unique to marriage.
But that doesn't make domestic partnerships similar to marriage, according to Christopher Clark, the lawyer for the gay rights law firm Lambda Legal, who argued the case in defense of the registry. He told the court domestic partnership under the current state law is very different from marriage because it does not require any obligation on the part of the partners to either enter their relationship or end it.
With marriage, you have to get a divorce. You need the state's permission in order to exit your marriage. With respect to a domestic partnership, you can unilaterally decide you don't want to be in that domestic partnership. You can go down to the county clerk, sign an affidavit, notice is given to your partner, and you are done.
Questions from hearing today suggest their attempt to criteria define what substantial to marriage means. Halstead, Public Radio.